I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I'm joined by none other than math star and all-round babe, Shonda Manderson, everybody.
Yay. Hey, babes.
Hi, gorgeous girl. Welcome. So have I heard this is your first ever podcast?
So this is my first ever podcast with headphones.
Oh,
so
okay, I've got it.
I've done La La Let Me Explain and The Maths Hysteria, but only like little short snippets.
Yes.
So this is my first full podcast with headphones. Okay.
So still taking an element of the old podcast virginity. Yeah. How, honestly, mate, how does it feel? So you are now in this like whirlwind space of podcasts and interviews and press and everybody knowing everything about your personal life. How does it feel? Are you coping all right? Are you predominantly a private person? Is this really exciting? I just want to do my own little welfare check before we go any further.
You know what? I actually, like, when maths aired, found it really hard to watch and felt quite overwhelmed with, like, people asking me lots of questions and just really thinking about how I want to navigate this and how I really want to speak my truth, but in, like, a respectful way, and how much I want to share and what I really want to go into. And there was a few little wobbly moments, but now I feel in a really good place, and the way that I've approached it all, I think, I'm really proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you should be. You should be proud. Like, I was listening to bits of your podcast with Lala, and I was reading some of your press. And obviously, like, you're in your 30s, Shona. You're a grown, mature woman, but it shows that not only are you mature, but you're also respectful. That you've worked on yourself. Like, I just feel honestly. I hope this doesn't come across as patronizing, but when I was new to the industry, like, I didn't have this level of like self-control and respect for others and even respect for myself. Like, you're a credit to yourself.
The way
you're carrying yourself, I'd be very proud of. So yeah, mate, I definitely think you've achieved that goal.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You're so welcome. Because it is hard, mate, isn't it? Like, you're going from, like, just chatting about your relationships in your group chat with your lasses to fucking everybody knowing everything and everybody feeling like they're entitled to know what's next as well. And that's a hard thing to navigate because it's an unnatural thing.
Yeah. And especially because, like, my journey on maths, what I went through was very challenging. And I think because so many people can relate to that, I felt it was important that I was honest about what I went through, but like still keeping a level of, okay, there's some things that I am going to just keep private because that's just what I've chosen to do.
I think, like, listen, I think that's really mindful, you know?
Yeah.
And we are not the podcast to push. We're a lovely bunch here. We'll get a nice chat. I'm not looking for any salacious headlines. Let's dive in and just have a lovely time, shall we? So, babe, let me just ask, right? You're gorgeous.
Thank you. You are gorgeous.
No, you're so sweet, but you are
thanks,
unbelievable.
Babe.
You're stunning. You're so sweet. You're so kind. You seem to be like, you seem to have it all figured out. For starters, how the hell were you single? Like, I don't even understand.
So So I've had a lot of 2-year relationships, like a lot.
So have I.
Have you?
What happens? What is this 2-year thing? I honestly don't get it. Up until Erkan, my longest one was 2 years.
Was 2 years. I've never got past 2 years. And I think it's that, like, oh my God, everything's amazing. Like, you get to, then it gets serious. Okay, like, what's the next level? Yeah. Are we going to move in together, blah, blah, blah? And then you realise, no, we're not. And I think that's what it is. So all my 2-year relationships, which I've had a few, and I just got to the point where I'm now 31 and I really just wanted to meet the love of my life. I just did. And I was like, I'm so ready. I've done so much work on myself. I feel like I'll be a really good partner to somebody. And I just don't think he lives in Nottingham and I can't find him myself. So therefore, I was watching Maths and I was like, I'm going on Maths. And I knew in my heart that I was going to get it.
Yeah.
And I applied for it, got it the next day. I was like, this is my journey. This is what I'm meant to be doing.
This is how I meet my husband. This is how I become like Mrs. Shauna. I get it.
Yeah. And it gets in your head and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so meant to be. And you like romanticize it so much. And yeah, but I still believe it was my journey that I was meant to go on.
Yeah. Well, so I always get asked the question because obviously I've had quite a turbulent love life and my sort of ups and downs because I've been in the public eye since I was like 22, they're quite well documented, you know, and everybody's always dying to know, like, oh, do you regret anything? And do you wish you hadn't met so-and-so? And gosh, like do I wish I'd escaped some heartache and some tears? Yes. Mm-hmm. Like some of the ways my relationships ended were just heartbreaking, mate. And you can obviously relate to that.
Yeah.
But I have to tell myself, and this is where, like, this will resonate with you, that if it wasn't for all of the wrong ones, all of the grazed knees, all of the relationships that weren't quite meant to be, then I don't think I would have found Erkan. And I don't think
you wouldn't
I
have.
I wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have.
The universe has got a plan. Like, you have to jump through all these hoops and work out what it is you don't want and what it is that's not right for you in order to find what is. So, no, I agree with you there, girl. Like,
100%.
I think just because it wasn't plain sailing doesn't mean it wasn't the right thing for you. Like, it got you to your end goal regardless. And I think that's a nice way to look at it.
Yeah, definitely. And you have to turn, like, a negative thing or something that was challenging into a positive and be like, okay, what have I learned from that?
Yeah. No, honest, you've, like, can I just say, you've come, like, obviously it's taken me years to be like, oh, this fella or that TV show or whatever it is was imperative in getting me to where I am now. It's taken us ages to do that. But it seems as though you've got there quite fast. When did you actually film Maths?
So we filmed Maths. Our backstory started filming in February and then we got married on the 2nd of March. And Vicky, 2 is my lucky number. And I was like, oh my God, it's the 2nd. And then when we moved into rooms, we were living in like 2, I think it was like 2, 3, 1. And I was like, we're on floor 2.
Yeah.
Honestly, babe, like...
No, it's mad what we'll convince ourselves of, babe. I swear to God. Because you're like me. Coming into my 30s, I was like, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready to be swept off my feet. I'm ready to meet this wonderful person who returns me energy. And I just, you know, and I met a man just before I turned 30 and we'd gone out when I was younger, right?
Okay, yeah.
And I'm in my head a lot about, you know, does this person like me for me? Or does this person like me because I'm on the telly sometimes? You know, and it was, I was getting in, the older I was getting and the more visibility I had, the more paranoid I was becoming. But this man, right, I got into my own head and I was telling all my mates, I was like, he loved us before I was on the telly. Like, it's got to be right. Like, he's came back around for a reason. And I convinced myself and everybody around me that he was like such a great guy and it was such a right thing because I wanted to believe it. You know, I believed all these signs that weren't really there because I just wanted so much to be in love and it could be right. Oh, mate, I can so relate to you. No, I can so relate to you.
I know.
We're staying things longer than we should as well because of these signs sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, 100%. But with the signs and stuff with me, because I am quite like a spiritual person, and I think that I have naturally quite like a positive mindset because I trust the process, trust the journey, and like seeing number twos everywhere and seeing number twos, seeing poos everywhere.
I was just imagining the little turd emojis.
Seeing my twos everywhere, like, and just feeling I was on the right path obviously like plays into like, oh my gosh, Bradley and I were so perfect. We are the perfect match. But I still think like now, every time I look at my phone, babe, it's on 22.
Yeah. If
I see 22 everywhere, and that says to me, I am on the right path.
Yeah.
And I was meant to do that. So, yeah.
Well, I honestly believe everything in life happens for a reason. And, you know, it's hard. It's easier said than done to accept that when you're in the midst of it, you know, when you're crying, when you're heartbroken, when you can't see a way out. But I know you've healed and you're on your way out. Like, you're out the other side now. So I do think everything happens for a reason. And you were meant to do maths. Just maybe he's got the wrong groom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, so I know why you decided to do it. What did your friends and family think last? Because even when I signed up for Geordie Shore all those years ago, like, there was some real raised eyebrows, and I wasn't signing up to get married or whatever. I was just signing up to get pissed on the telly. But I remember some people being a bit like, what do you want your life out there for? And I was like, oh, you don't understand. Like, I want more. I see a bigger picture. And my mum got it. I think she got it. There didn't mean to say she understood everything I did. There was definitely some hairy moments for myself and her. But what did your family think about you signing up to do this?
So my family, so I have a sister as well, but she wasn't in my backstory because my sister and I are like chalk and cheese.
Same, mate. Honestly, my sister would not be in anything.
I've heard you talking about your sister and about how like you were asking her to come to like I'm a Celeb and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I could relate massively because my sister was just like, what are you doing? You're a knob. You're going to regret this. This is ridiculous. No, I'm not coming to your wedding. No, no, no. And at first I was like, Jen, you have to support me. Like, my sister's very much like she's married. Like, she's got her very like settled life. Whereas I'm kind of like the child that's just a bit like wild and like what's
chaos next
and chaos, like absolute chaos. I love my sister to death, so I was like, please support me. But then I just had to understand that no, it's a huge asking someone to come on the telly.
Yeah,
like, not everyone wants that.
Yeah, that's it, especially if that's not their cup of tea, mate.
Yeah, no, and it's so not her cup of tea. But then I was like, when I eventually got sent home and stuff, my sister was amazing, so supportive, and she will support me just like in the shadows. She just doesn't want to be on the telly.
Yeah, no, I know. And like, honestly, mate, even really recently, like, I used to obviously doing things like me reality TV and stuff. You understand, like, that's a very, very invasive, very specific, very raw type of telly. But like, even this last week, I filmed up where I'm from in Newcastle, of the opening of Fenix Window. It's this really cute department store, and they every year do a family friendly Christmas window, and it's become beautiful moment in the Northeast. They put it on free for all the region. It's gorgeous. And I filmed a segment for The One Show about it, and it was lush. And I said to them, I says, oh, can I get tickets then for my family? Because I've got a little niece, my sister. It's a big deal if you're from the North. Yeah. And they were like, yeah, of course, absolutely. So I told my sister, everyone was buzzing. And then the film crew were like, oh, so does this mean we'll get to film bits with your family then? And I told my sister, and she went, absolutely fucking not. And she went, and if they want their fucking wristbands back, they can have them.
Our sisters are the same. We're quite saving.
Yeah. I was like, no, you can keep your wristband. They were just asking. She was like, right, well, don't try and think. I was like, okay. She's okay, so babe. Funny. Yeah. And it does. It takes all sorts of different people to make the world go round. But every time something 100%. Happened to me, if I got kicked out of Geordie Shore, if something happened in my career that upset me, if a boy broke my heart, guarantee she's the one who's there. So
yeah,
mate, I so get that. So she supported but didn't really want to be involved or understand.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like, it's a big thing for people to get their head round, mate. Mm. I would, like, if this was around in my day, it would be the exact type of thing I would have signed up for.
Would have done.
Yeah, totally. I'm obsessed with love, Shona. Like, why do you think I've, you know, had so many exes or so many, like, heartbroken so many times? I just wanted to be loved so much.
Yeah.
And this show does have some success stories, so I don't blame you, girl.
Yeah. I was, like, romanticising about Taya and Adam's wedding, watching it again and again, like, this is going to be me. I'm obsessed with love. I love falling in love, obviously. The nation see me, how crazy I am about falling in love, but it's just beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the best feeling in the world when it's the right person.
I know, and, like, honestly, we're not the first, mate, and we're not going to be the last women to fall for the wrong ones, because we love so much. It's quite common, mate. Tell us a little bit about the audition process, because based on what you said before, it sounds pretty snappy.
Yeah, so, because I applied for it quite late, applied for it in December, sat here, and I have a ganglion on my wrist, and for some reason I focused my whole interview about, like, my ganglion. So I was convinced, because the producers rang me the next day and I was like, oh my god, it's the ganglion got me through. And then like kept trying to show it in like all my like interviews, and they were like, put it away, we don't care. And then it just went so fast, and again, like, meant to be. I had like interviews every day, and then by like January I was told that I was on it. It was mental.
That is so really fast.
Yeah.
Do you think that quick escalation stopped you overthinking it? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Because it seems to me as though, like, with it being so speedy, you had no opportunity for second guessing yourself. It was just a case of, oh, I'm committed to this, we're doing it.
Yeah, I'm going. Because a lot of people, when I spoke to them, were in the pipeline for ages, like 6 months. And, like, you might meet someone in that time. Like,
yeah.
It's mental, but you're like, no, I'm going on the show. Whereas I, because it was such a short amount of time, like, was just buzzed, so excited, like, because I've got a little yoga space in my house, kept going up there and, like, manifesting my great husband. Like, I got myself, like, an engagement ring. I'm so sad, Vicky, like...
No, girl, you were fucking living the dream. You were playing.
Yeah.
You were just getting in the right headspace.
I was just like, and that's why when I went to the hen do, I was like, guys, I just have this intuitive feeling. Like, I feel... like, I just love him. But I was like, I don't love him. I just respect him for going through this process and waiting at the end of the aisle for me. Like, it's mega, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. And, like, what on earth are you doing this process for?
Yeah.
Like, Maths is one of the most extreme reality shows, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of, like, emotionally investing. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to do that, if you're what's not going to really put yourself out there and commit, literally in every sense, what is the point, girl? So, no, you've got my respect. I'd be like you. I'd be fucking naming my kids and that. Honestly, I'm crackers, so don't even think you have to explain yourself to me. You're in good company. It's really interesting you mentioned the hen party there, because so much throughout this process, obviously, by true definition, it's married at first sight. We focus on your relationships with your partner. But I always think, like, it's cute to have a little moment about the friendships you might have formed. Like, did you form any good friendships with the brides, or was it just all quite traumatic for you?
No, I formed a really good friendship with Laura. So, yeah, and loads of people were like, oh, I don't think you and Laura will get on. Like, think it's very, very different, like so, so different. Like, I am chaos. She's, like, very sophisticated, got herself together. Like, I don't even know what the hell's going on half the time. But we just really balance each other out. And she had my back. Yeah. Like, to be fair, I think people found in the experiment it quite difficult to approach. Whereas Laura, the way that she approached me, she just made me feel like so safe. And it wasn't like necessarily Bradley, it was the behaviour and addressing the behaviour. And she's got a little bit of training behind her, that like she's got a psychology like diploma or something. So I feel like Laura really knows what qualified. She's talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
She's qualified. She knows what she's talking about. And yeah, me and her just have a really good bond that we talk all the time. And I just will always really be grateful for Laura for having my back in that experiment. Yeah.
But you do, like, even me and Irk were just talking this morning, and I was like, I love you, Irk, and you're my best mate, make no mistake, but I was like, I couldn't function in life without, like, me sister and me lasses and, like, the girls I've grown up with. Like, I think it's really important, like, to be a healthy, happy grown-up.
Definitely.
That you have a good relationship but also great friendships. And it's important that you haven't... It's a bit mad, this series. Like, I've seen a lot of the girls turning against each other and almost what seems like competition to be the best couple. And I don't know, that never has been what maths to me is about. Like,
no,
maths is about you focusing on your partner and your journey and then like supporting each other as you go. Like, there's no prize at the end.
No,
so it's really shocked me that it's been like that, because I just think it's unnecessary.
Yeah, I think that's so. I was only in the experiment for a month, so including the honeymoon and the wedding. And there was a lot of talk about, like, because obviously Bradley and I were very intense, said that we loved each other really fast. And then the group dynamic were just a bit like, what the hell? They obviously don't love each other. They lust, which I completely get. But being on that side, when I was feeling the way that I was feeling towards this person, I was just like, guys, why are you coming at me? Why is this beef? Like, this is just love. Like, stop talking about this negatively. And like, I didn't really bond with the girls straight away. I bonded with Laura and I bonded with Peggy, but like, I felt like there was something in the air. So
like
naturally,
like a judgment or a...
Whereas I love all the girls now, I really do. But when you feel like you're being judged or you're being spoken about, I just kind of like take a step back and I'm like, okay, I'll go sit with Bradley then. That's my safe space. But the environment makes you feel like you're mental.
Some type of way. Yeah, it's so unnatural, mate. Like, it's bound. In retrospect, mate, do you think potentially, like, yes, there might have been a little bit of judgment, we're human, you know, but do you think the girls could see what was maybe going on and were like, girl, fucking get out while you still can? Do you think they 100%. Were just worried? Yeah,
they were, I think. And just because we're all, like, very new to one another as well, like, that was all in the space of, like, a week. Yeah. So people are kind of seeing, like, and could see, like, I remember Peggy pulling me for a chat and she was like, Shona, I can tell that you're besotted, but I'm just not feeling the same from him. I'm getting such red flags. Yeah. And I was just like,
Peggy absolutely had his card marked.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But then me, when you're in that position, you're like, no, like, duh.
Yeah, you don't get him like I do. You don't see us behind closed. Honestly, mate, we've all been there. Listen.
Yeah.
We've all been there. Yours was just on the telly, so...
On the telly.
Yeah. Yours was on the... And actually, I've been there as well, so... Yeah. I really do get you. Right, now, when you're sort of talking to the maths producers and, like, explaining what your type is and what sort of guy you're looking for, how do they determine that? Did they... In your opinion, like, do you think... Did physically, did Brad fit your sort of... Like, did he fit your type? I know there was probably emotionally not, but what were you... obviously, I know you were in Lust. Were you blown away when you saw him down the aisle? Did you think, yes, the producers have smashed this?
So, with, like, looks-wise and stuff, because in the past, I've made mistakes where I've gone for guys which were like, oh, my God, he's so fit. And, like, that's been the initial kind of, like, the only thing really is like this sexual connection. So I was like, maths, just give me a guy that likes himself, that's funny, that's down to earth, non-judgy, he likes animals. Like, it was nothing about what they looked like,
really,
honestly. But then they were like, Shona, okay, what? And I was like, okay, I do like a tall guy, I like a guy that can dress well, but it's all about energy for me. Like, sometimes you like chatting to a guy and you're like, I really fancy you, but I don't know why. And it's just like an energy thing, isn't it? It's not necessarily just like what they look like at all. And I'm all about the vibe. So when I'm walking down the aisle, I'm convinced that I'm married just like kind of like just your average guy.
Yeah.
A kind of cheeky chappy. Walking down the aisle, and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my fucking God.
What the hell? He is so tall, so tanned, has these like amazing veneers, like long hair, tattoos, fit. I was like, he's so fit and everything I never imagined I was marrying.
Yeah. You thought you were, because you were going to get this really like kind, nice, decent person. You just thought in your head, like, oh, he's probably not going to blow me away physically. But yeah. Then, yeah. Okay. So it was like a good surprise.
Yeah. And honestly, like our vibe on the wedding day was just electric. We had so much fun. He was like picking me up, laughing. And that's all I've ever wanted in a partner. I've always kind of been like, I want high vibe. I want be silly all the time. And like someone that's really confident. And I was working the room saying hi to everyone. And then he was, whereas in the past, I've kind of been with people that are a little bit more shy. So
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, yes, score. I have this like everything I've ever wanted. And then, yeah. It changed.
And then it changed. Oh, mate, honestly. And we know, you know, mm-hmm. we know it's changed. But I feel like I'm going to leave our listeners in suspense. We're going to do all of that in part two.
I
feel like I'm dreading the next bit. I've loved the excitement.
And yeah.
And it went downhill.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.